I told you so.
Seattle Times says a story. For the first time in decades, Seattle now has as many renters as homeowners. Why is this a big deal? How could Monson possibly rant about this one? Well, I have been telling you for years now that this is the trend line, and it's for very specific reasons. That we've been destroying much of the fabric of this city by tearing down and upzoning, tearing down single-family houses and upzoning, taking these beautiful classic houses with yards and allowing developers who are connected to City Hall, who know which palms to grease, and they can tear down the houses, build a high rise, and we take away personal property rights. Because if you're a renter, you don't own the property. And there's nothing more fundamental to a free society than private property rights. It is an absolute bedrock essential of a free society. The other thing about this is for renters, they do not see property tax bills. Now, they get baked into their monthly rent, but the monthly rent, you know, it's a competitive marketplace, and the landlords have to make sure that they don't greatly overprice their properties. And so if you're a renter, you are much more likely to vote for property tax increases than a property owner would. And so this is why, for years and years now, Seattle has been steering toward this model. And that is, let's eliminate single-family homes. Let's try to get everybody into these communal space apartments. Get rid of private property owners as much as possible so that we will have more people who are likely to vote for tax increases. And I've told you this. I've gone to Europe many times, and I enjoy the history of Europe. But when I walk around, and a few times we have tried to encamp in a city for, you know, a week or so, like Paris, down the south of France, some of those coastal cities. And I find those cities to be, while I'm glad I went, I'm glad that I've seen the history, I'm glad that I've experienced that part of the world, I, for the most part, find European cities to be unbelievably depressing. No single-family homes in the city. If you want to get outside, you got to be in some communal space surrounded by a bunch of other people. And it's all about collectivity instead of individualism. And I find that depressing. You may have noticed over the years, if you listen to the show, I'm not big into collectivism. Because, again, according to our demographic studies, like most of my listeners, I'm a pretty fierce individualist. And I'm good at running my own life. And I like having some solitude once in a while. I like having a yard. I like mowing my yard. I enjoy that so much. I got to get a new rider mower, I think, finally. That's another subject. I don't want to go off on a tangent. But I find European cities to be very depressing. Now, here in the Puget Sound area, and we're seeing some of this happening in Tacoma, Everett as well, that is the dream of politicians, because most European cities are socialism to some extent. And that is the dream for our future. And so when you see that Seattle has as many renters as homeowners for the first time in many, many, many decades, this is being designed. You know, it's part of, we got to take control of your kids. We got to make sure that we don't give you any personal private property rights. We're just going for collectivism.